my family were having a meeting with social workers, occupational therapists and the ancillary staff, as well as doctors. And it was announced at that meeting that Fairfield House was closing. And I got quite a shock.
That's Brendan Cook, who phoned from his hospital bed back in November last year. He was concerned that the very facility that he was in was about to close for good. Melbourne's Alfred Hospital has long been regarded as one of Australia's best hospitals for treating HIV and AIDS patients. Back in the late 80s, when the mystery disease that was killing gay men in New York, San Francisco and London arrived here in Australia, the ageing Fairfield Infectious Diseases Hospital, built during World War I, as Brendan explains...
It became the place that AIDS patients went to die.
Melbourne's gay community rapidly grew to cherish Fairfield Hospital, not for its decaying infrastructure, but for the doctors, nurses and staff whose compassion and care delivered dignity to the dying, support to the grieving and strength to those surviving. Medical advancements and treatments in the late 90s saw Fairfield Hospital closed. Back then, the lack of community consultation was met with outrage. Gay men and their supporters took to the streets, marching on Parliament and demanding a suitable care facility. On the grounds of Melbourne's Alfred Hospital, a 15-bed, purpose-built respite facility named Fairfield House was the result. But it seems history is repeating.
Fairfield House provides an absolutely vital service for people living with HIV who need that restorative care, and the demand's only going to grow, so we really don't understand why they're closing it.
That's Michael Williams, the former president of the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, and the largest service provider to HIV-positive men in Victoria. But the head of infectious diseases and HIV services at the Alfred Hospital, Professor Sharon Lewin, says these changes are needed.
The facility as it currently is will now be a expanded ambulatory care centre for people with HIV and infectious diseases. It will also have over 10 outpatient rooms where we currently are in our outpatient facility in the main ward block. We have half that number. We'll be able to have dedicated pharmacy consultation, allied health, complex care, care coordination and also more opportunities for clinical research as well. So I think it's going to provide a state-of-the-art expanded ambulatory care service for people with HIV. And I think really this is not about red tape. It's about the major advances that we've seen in the care of people with HIV.
In a 7-page manifesto addressed to the Alfred Hospital CEO last week, Victoria's peak body for people living with and affected by HIV, Living Positive Victoria, outlined in detail its concerns for the future of Fairfield House. The consultation process is now closed and the community waits to find out just what is next. But as for what Brendan, our whistleblowing patient, thinks...
Fairfield House is God's gift to the HIV/AIDS community. It has been the saviour of so many people. I've been in here 4 times, I think, and everyone from the country particularly is grateful to have this facility, and people from the city too, who just need a break.